At the 2015 National FFA Convention, we're visiting today with Bailey Hyde, who's the reporter this year for the Burlington FFA chapter. Bailey, tell me a little bit about the Burlington chapter, honored with the Model of Innovation Award nationally here at the convention, and it was all based on some research that was done about the Creed. Tell me about that.
Our model of innovation dealt with three things, and this was a movement we did in 100 for 100. But our main activity was the E.M. Tiffany documentary. This story started when our ag teacher, Mr. Bradshaw, went to an ag teachers conference in Manhattan, Kansas, decided to go to Linden, Kansas, the hometown of E.M. Tiffany. There wasn't a sign when he pulled in that said home of E.M. Tiffany. That's when he decided to go to the Osage County Historical Society. Once again, he was disappointed there wasn't a display about him there. He asked the lady working if she knew anything about E.M. Tiffany. She did not. And so they started looking through files. They found E.M. Tiffany's obituary and high school yearbook, along with his class announcement. That's when he called me, and we decided that we wanted to make a display in the museum of the Historical Society. Looking through E.M. Tiffany's obituary, we discovered that he had a son named Jackson Tiffany. We looked up numbers for Jackson Tiffany's in Madison, Wisconsin. Much to our surprise, the 88-year-old son of E.M. Tiffany was still alive. We asked if he would be willing to do an interview. He was willing to do his first on-camera interview about his father. That's when we drove to Madison, Wisconsin. We did look at the National FFA archives on the way to see if there was any information. And actually, it was just letters asking for more information about E.M. Tiffany there. And so we drove on to Madison, Wisconsin. We met with a local video crew. And we met with Jackson Tiffany along with his wife, Jenny, and interviewed him for about 4 hours about the life of his father and his work with the FFA Creed.
So from that, you were able to actually piece together a lot of details about Mr. Tiffany, right?
Yes. One of my favorite stories that he shared about his father was E.M. Tiffany kept an ear of corn on his bookshelf. This was given to him by his father after they had gotten done working on harvesting corn on his family farm in Linden, Kansas. This symbolized the hard work he had done on his farm. And this was just one of the many stories that that Jackson shared about E.M. Tiffany's life history.
Now, you had a chance to actually then get the word out about, you know, a little bit of the background, some of the history about Mr. Tiffany and the Creed.
Yes, we have. Actually, the documentary was being released today on the National FFA website. It also was released by High Plains Journal and by the Burlington FFA chapter. And so this is a 10-minute video documentary of the 4 hours of video footage we have. Our goal is to make more video projects in the future so students can see the lasting impact that E.M. Tiffany had on Creed. We're also working with Linden, Kansas to put a permanent memorial in the town.
Maybe a sign at the town, at the town's edge, right?
Yes, that is our goal. So people know that Linden, Kansas was the hometown.
Very good. And you've had a chance to kind of, I guess, work this into not only the Model of Innovation Award, but you're also up for a Proficiency Award as well.
Yes, I put this into my Home and Community Development SAE, and I was able to share about the work I had done in another community that reached outside of my hometown, infected actually the entire agricultural community.